The Gifts of the Spirit. Day 31. Bible reading from 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12. Verses 1 to 12.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
We have been thinking together over the last few days about the fruit of the Spirit. There is another work of the Spirit we must consider. His gifts to men and women and through them to the church. The fruit of the Spirit must not be confused with these gifts. The fruit is produced during our lifetime here on earth. The gifts are given to us at our conversion and are for use mostly within the church for the benefit of the church. Spiritual gifts are the different capacities given by the Spirit to each member of Christ's church. They are like tools which men use to accomplish their work. But in this case it is the Spirit of God who wants to use them through us. They are like the various appliances we have in our home. Each one is different, but each has a part to play and becomes effective as the power is allowed to be turned into them or go through them. There are many gifts mentioned in the New Testament epistles. Some writers have found 19, others have found as many as 28 or more. No two believers need to have the same gifts. No one can say, "If you haven't the gift which I have, you are not in the Lord's will." Part of Paul's teaching in today's reading is about the variety of these different gifts. How do you discover your gift? First, accept the truth that every believer has been given at least one gift. Then ask the Lord to help you discover what that gift may be. What do you do best? What do you like doing? Ask your close friends what they think your gift may be. Ask your church for opportunities to test which is your gift. Be available. Be willing to try to do what you may be asked to do. Remember, gifts are to be used, particularly to help others, not to bring glory to yourself. We will be held accountable to the Lord for our use or lack of use of these wonderful spiritual tools. Start looking today for what your gift may be, then use it for God's glory.